In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Happy New Year! We have made it to the beginning of another year in the church calendar. The pyramids have changed to blue. The candle wreath is up with one blue candle lit. We have left the 27 Sundays after Pentecost and entered the season of Advent. It's a season of anticipation. Advent means a coming into place. In Advent, we look forward to celebrating Jesus' first coming into place as a baby in Bethlehem. And at the same time, we look forward to Jesus coming into place on the Judgment Day. Today's gospel reading looks at yet another advent of Jesus. Jesus coming into place in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday in preparation for Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. In both Jesus' first advent in Bethlehem and his Palm Sunday advent in Jerusalem, we see great contrasts. In Bethlehem, we encounter this marvelous scene with a multitude of angels shining forth the glory of God and singing praises to the newborn Savior, Christ the Lord. We have this amazing, magnificent sight, but as our view pans out, we see that this astonishing scene is being played out for a field full of sheep and a few lowly shepherds. And we learn that this one that they're singing about, the Savior, Christ the Lord, is a little newborn baby wrapped up in cloths and lying in an animal feed trough. The angels sing about this baby's birth. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. Fast forward 33 years, we find Jesus riding into Jerusalem. Jesus is coming into place as King of the Jews, riding a colt that has never been ridden down the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem. Crowds are welcoming Jesus. They're spreading their cloaks on the road so the colt doesn't have to step on the ground. It's a majestic scene. The king is coming to be crowned. The crowds cry out with an echo of what the angels sang, announcing to the shepherds. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Gloria in excelsis. Glory in the highest. Peace in heaven. When Jesus came into place in Bethlehem as a baby, the angels announced peace on earth. Now, as Jesus comes into place to be in Jerusalem, to be arrested, killed, and rise again, the crowds announce peace in heaven. It's the full cycle. Peace on earth and peace in heaven. But just like at Jesus' birth, there are great contrasts on Palm Sunday. Jesus enters with great pomp and the crowds praising him, but then Jesus weeps over the city, knowing it's going to be destroyed. Jesus is going to be crowned king, but the crown will be a torturous crown of thorns. He will be enthroned. But he'd be enthroned in pain and humiliation on the cross with a sign above him that reads, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. On Sunday, Jesus rides into town on a colt on which no one has ever ridden. By Friday afternoon, Jesus is dead and lying in a tomb in which no one has ever used before. Jesus' great glory is revealed in his great humility. There's such a great contrast between Jesus being God Almighty and all the glory and power and honor that we expect from that, and the humble reality of Jesus as God in flesh, as that baby in the manger. And the harsh, humiliating truth of Jesus as that pitiable, tortured figure gasping for breath on the cross. You have experience with these types of contrasts. You are a baptized child of God. You have been given forgiveness, life, and salvation. You are in the kingdom of heaven right now. Right now, you have eternal life in Christ. This is your identity. And yet, as you well know, life in this world is so very difficult, so very sad. There's such struggles in this life. There's illness that attacks your body. There's the short-term illnesses that many experience throughout the year. Colds, flus, stomach virus, strep throat. And then there's the long-term, devastating illnesses that threaten to destroy you. Such a contrast. You have the promise of eternal life, and your body is breaking down, and you're destined for the grave. You are a follower of the Prince of Peace, and yet you live in a world that is full of conflict and violence. Jesus comes to bring peace on earth and peace in heaven. And that promise of peace is for you. But for now, you live in a world of conflict. You see it in families, in school classrooms, in businesses, in government, in church congregations. Conflict gets in the way of people working together for good. Instead, it has them spend their efforts and abilities in looking for methods to stand in the way and destroy. In this life, conflict will come. But you are called as a follower of the Prince of Peace to calm conflict, help bring peace to the world. As a Christian called to be salt and light to the world, you are called to live life reducing conflict. You are a baptized child of God. You are a follower of the Prince of Peace. You have the peace that passes understanding, and yet you live in a world full of sickness, violence, sadness, death, conflict. It's such a great contrast. And you even see the contrast in your own experience with God. You gather here on Sunday morning to hear of God's glory and power and might. You hear how great and wonderful God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You hear about God's magnificent glory. You sing, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, adored. Heaven and earth are with full acclaim shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." You sing the words of Isaiah the prophet and the words of the crowds in Jerusalem on the day of Jesus coming into place. You sing of Jesus being Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly armies. Heaven and earth shout the glory of his name. And then you come forward to the altar of the Lord and you receive the Lord Jesus in a simple wafer of bread and a simple sip of wine. What a great contrast. But in these contrasts, we gain deep insight into the truth about Jesus. Jesus came as Lord to serve, not to be served. The contrast we encounter with Jesus coming into place in Bethlehem and coming into place in Jerusalem give us insight into Jesus' true character. Glory and majesty are contrasted with humility and sacrifice. The mind-blowing truth is that Jesus is both true God and true man. Jesus is God in flesh. He is the sinless Son of God, and he became sin to save you. St. Paul gives us a wonderful description of who Jesus is in Colossians chapter 1. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. The fullness of God dwells in Jesus. The fullness of God comes into place and lies in the straw of the manger in Bethlehem. The fullness of God comes into place in Jerusalem and hangs in excruciating agony, making peace by the blood of the cross. The fullness of God is coming in place again to save you and take you home. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. A blessed Advent to you all. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen.